But a child says, that's materialism.
That ain't no materialism. If it's materialism, quit your job.
Right.
Okay, if having money is materialism, quit your job. Because God don't deal with little or in-betweens. Either it's wrong across the board or it's not. So if having money is not wrong, well, you know, brother, the Bible says that money is the root of all evil. You baby, you carnal, that ain't what it said. It says your relationship with it, the love of money. Love's a relationship word. The love of money is the root to all your evil. He says your problem is you love money more than you love God.
All right.
And that's not the case here. We don't teach you to love money and things more than you love God. We teach you God is your source. And if you don't love Him as your source, forget everything else.
Right.
But you have a right to be on top of the game where finances are concerned. Amen. You have a right not to be at the bottom and be getting evicted and losing your car. You have a right as a son of God. If anybody ought to have money, you ought to have money. But guess what? Financially, you're never going to change until you renew your mind to this word concerning your financial matters. And that's where I'm going to pick up. So if you don't want to come to church for the next 3 weeks, you stay your broke butt at home, because I'm going to talk about money and how to get it into your hands. Businesses are closing up all over this country. But it shall not be that way in the life of a born-again Christian who knows their authority. It's taken me almost a year to get back to talking about money. I had to stop and start talking about the righteousness of God and all that other stuff to get folks to grow up and understand. To show them that abundance is alive on the inside of every one of you. Every one of you are filled with abundance. And I am not going to heaven and leave you here poor. This gospel has to be preached to all of the world. And you're not going to be, we're not going to be the preacher's gospel all over the world. So I have to be free. But so help me this series. We're going to deal with tithing, first fruits, offerings, everything you need to know to get it to happen as a son of God. It's supposed to happen for you. Amen. The fat cats are drying up. Amen. They got drought going on. But for us, the drought is over. Amen. Stand on up to your feet. Let me get you on out here. Amen. Praise God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that understanding has been imparted into this place this morning, and that every person in this church knows exactly what they have to do to grow into their authority as sons and daughters of God. And as they grow, Lord, allow manifestations to grow up with them. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, let me explain what I just prayed for. Let me explain what I just prayed for. Whoo, I just ask God that as you grow, every level you grow, it'll be accompanied by some manifestation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoo, Jesus. Whoo, Jesus. Show yourself strong. Show yourself strong on behalf of every person in here. My God, I declare witnesses. Witnesses of your power. Witnesses of your manifestations. Whew. Ooh, Jesus. Be upon us now. Be upon us now. And the blessing of God be upon us now. The blessing that was on Joseph, be upon us now. Blessing on Jesus, be on us now. You confirm every growth with signs following. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes our message. Thank you for supporting Creflo Dollar Ministries. To order books, cassettes, CDs, videos, and DVDs, dial 1-866-477-7683 or visit us on the web at www.creflodollarministries.org. If you're ever in the Atlanta area, we welcome you to come join us for services at World Changers Church International, home of the World Dough, at 2500 Burdett Road, College Park, Georgia. Service times are Sunday morning, 7:30 a.m. and 11 a.m., Wednesday and Friday at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. For more information on upcoming conventions and events, or if you'd like to be a partner with this ministry, please call us at 770-210-5700. Thank you for listening, and remember, Jesus is Lord, and in all you're getting, get understanding.